This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.
It's time for Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life, with your host, injury compensation attorney, author, and mentor, Alan Gervie. Alan is managing attorney at the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, a workers' compensation law firm who have represented injured workers for over 35 years. Joined today by his co-host, radio personality, and television host, Carrie Kasem. Carrie brings a fresh, real perspective to the intersection of law and life, turning Murphy's Law upside down. And now, here are Alan Gervie and Carrie Kasem.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. Carrie, stop laughing. I'm Alan Gervie. And good afternoon to everyone listening around the world on KABC.com. This is Gervie's Law, and I am here as the managing partner of the law firm of Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn, and today, as usual, I am here to be the managing partner of your life, but I'm not going to manage your life today by myself. We already have Carrie Kasem managing the life of Courtney Ann Mitchell.
And it's Courtney Ann Feldman now.
Courtney Feldman, of course. You're married. Our special co-host today, Corey Feldman. You might have heard
of
him. Hi, Corey. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
It's great.
Is there a way to turn this up?
We got all things happening here.
Lovely, yes. Very good.
Corey's done a little bit of media in the past. And
I've never done radio before. It's my first time.
That's not true. That is not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to KABC. You are listening to The Gervie Show with Carrie Kasem.
It's Gervie's Law.
Sorry.
And Courtney Feldman, what's it like being married to this guy, Corey Feldman?
It's always an adventure.
Come closer to the mic. Come on.
Yeah, there you go. It's an adventure, always, yes.
And now, is it true that you guys got married because you were concerned about the Trump policies, Courtney being a Canadian?
That's not why we got married, but it was the sense of urgency to our marriage.
Right.
So, and it worked, by the way, because we literally got her, like, green card thing, like, literally, like, the day that the law started changing and, like, they started enforcing the, you know, whatever, the new penalties and such and all that.
I just got mine last week, my green card. Thank you very much.
Nice. Well, we don't have the green card yet. Yeah. Congratulations.
I know. I waited
so long
to get this.
She's got the, you know, the one that gives you access to be able to come and go and work.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
She's got like the pink card, not the green card.
The
pink's prettier anyway.
Yeah, right? You get this one for 3 years. So you have to do this for 3 years. And then at the end of the 3 years, you finally get your green card.
Okay.
But the thing is, all the immigration laws literally changed the next day. It was like we're seeing this stuff come across the news and we're like, oh my God, thank God we already have ours filed for, because like literally he started talking about Canada and that they were going to start changing the laws with Canada residents too. Oh. And I'm just going, oh my God.
But you guys have been together a long time, Courtney.
Yeah. We've been together for like 5 years. So, you know.
Yeah.
So it was either you're going to move to Canada or you're going to stay here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that was pretty much it. So we realized we were, you know, we make a good team and we wanted to, you know, stay together and all that. But knowing that Trump's coming in, things are about to change, he's talking about walls, he's talking about immigration reform, like we better fix this right now because we don't want to wait too late and then all of a sudden find out that, oh, whoops, you're going to get deported.
Sorry. Right.
Yeah.
And Carrie, you've known Corey for a long time.
Yes, I have.
For many years.
And I really like Courtney. I've known all of the girls he's gone out with for the past 20-something years.
Not all of them.
We've met, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
No,
I've met a lot of them.
She's stalked me for the last 20
yes,
years.
Yes, I have. No, but I'm telling you, all of them
she
have been...
She moved around the corner from me, for God's sake.
I did not know that. Okay, I did not know that.
We talked about that last week. And for you folks who are listening, last week, Corey and Courtney were actually in New York. Stop laughing, Carrie. They were in New York. You had done the Dr. Oz show, and you came out on Dr. Oz with some more information about your fight against pedophilia in Hollywood. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
And you promised us, and this is a man of his word, because he said he was going to come into the studio. He was supposed to come in last week. He had to go to New York, and he said, I'm a man of my word. I'm coming in. So here he is today.
That's right. If I say something, I do it. Yeah. Otherwise, I don't say it. I've learned.
Is that, you know, I'll be like, yes. Barney, is that true?
It is true, yes.
Oh, wow.
Thank goodness.
Newlyweds.
No, come on. We'll be like that forever. I mean, you know, if you can't agree on stuff, then you shouldn't be together.
That's
anyway.
True. That's true. Yeah. And that's the basis for a good relationship. Right. So today,
communication is everything.
100%.
Yeah. In this show today, and before we get to it, and a little bit later, we're going to speak to David Middleman, and he's the attorney who's representing 37 of the victims of Dr. Larry Nassar, who, of course, was he was sentenced to 60 years.
Well, he's not a doctor anymore, right?
Well, I hope not.
It's okay. He's been stripped of that one, I think.
Oh, yeah.
We're also going to have former USA gymnastic team member Jeanette Antolin in, and she was on 60 Minutes in February and March, and she broke this story with a couple of other gymnasts about how Dr. Nassar was... It's awful when we talk about what he was doing to these athletes and to non-athletes, patients. Hundreds of them have come forward, and David Middleman will talk about the situation with Dr. Nassar and his clients. Jeanette is not one of his clients, but she will tell us about her experience. Now, this hits home for you, Corey, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, of course. I mean, the bottom line is, as we were just talking about outside, there is definitely a systemic problem that is going on in every pocket of society. And whether it's, you know, Hollywood that's the focus, whether it's the church that's the focus, whether it's the, you know, the Republican National Convention or the Democratic National Convention, you know, people say, oh, it's the Democrats. Oh, it's the Republicans. It's everywhere. Okay, this is what we're learning, and this is what people need to wake up and open their eyes to. It is everywhere, whether it's the Olympics, whether it's, you know, a sports team at home with a local school. It doesn't matter. There are sick people that are being allowed to infiltrate at high levels of our society.
When you say allowed, and that's what we're going to talk about,
it's going all the way to the government. I've been watching this stuff on YouTube, and I mean, it's scary. I mean, we're talking CIA, FBI. There are people in every sect.
And there have been people talking about that exactly for 20, 30 years about it going up even into, and if you really, really want to go into conspiracy, like the Skull and Bones, where all the presidents go, yep. You know, I mean, it really, there's a lot, and I think we're just hitting the top of this. Really, yes. We're really, really scratching the surface. And when we dig a little deeper, and hopefully it will go there, it's going to be pretty scary. But I think finally, people are seeing the truth.
Here's the thing. You can't be afraid to face the dark. Just like Star Wars tells us, you know?
It's true, though.
I mean, it's very true.
It's true. What is done in the dark will soon come to light.
Right.
You know, Allie Ray's been one of the premier gymnasts in this country in two Olympics, the last two Olympics, said that she has trouble trusting people in authority now after she was abused by Dr. Nassar.
Well, yeah, because it ruins it.
Courtney's nodding her head.
Well, I'm sure, you know, I'm sure she would. That would trigger your PTSD like big time, you know?
Have you seen that with Corey? How does he manage, you know, with all the things that he's talked about in the past when he, of course, was a superstar, I don't want to say child actor, but you were in a number of, you've been in
superstar
so many,
actor, period.
Actor. Yeah. He's been in so many movies, so many television shows. How has it impacted him as an adult now?
Oh, well, he's definitely, you know, a very shy person now. I think, though, like, he handles everything very well. Like, he's very outspoken when it comes to that. And I think that helps, you know.
But the trust issues, too.
Yes.
Yeah. When you have something like that done to you, and when your trust is broken at such a young age, it's how do you trust people?
Well, you know, the scarier part is, honestly, Carrie, that I was too trusting.
Yeah.
And you know that about me. Because when, you know, we were dating, I was the complete opposite of what I am now, which I was beyond trusting, and I let everybody into my house, and I let everybody into my room, and I let everybody into my life. You know, that thing about Michael Jackson, where that famous quote of like, hey, what's wrong with sharing your bed? You know, that mentality is the way I used to think. Like, there's nothing wrong with sharing. You just share, you just give, you just do it because you care about people.
Now,
let me finish. But you get to a point where suddenly you realize that that's insanity, because we don't live in a world that reciprocates being able to trust them on that level.
That's right.
And we must guard ourselves. We must protect ourselves, because there are people out there that have very devious ideas.
So I'm listening very carefully what you're saying, and it makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to weigh the conflict, the inherent conflict that exists, because you've gone on record and said that Michael Jackson was anything but an abuser, at least to you, and that you had no problems with him.
We're way past that, Gary. We're way past that. The man was found innocent.
Who's Gary?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Alan. Gervie.
Gervie. Sorry. I thought it was Gary Gervie.
Okay. No.
That's
another
guy.
Hey.
It is? Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
We're going to use... We're going to use that as a clip over and over again.
That's terrible.
It's going to be great. Cool.
That's terrible. No, I'm so sorry.
Goldman, you made a good point.
Just call me Haim, all right?
I was going to call you Haim, but he's the good-looking one, right?
Yeah. Now we're going there.
Listen,
as soon as the Greg Brady lookalike competition is going again, I'll let you know so you can go get in line. But
besides, he does look like
Greg Brady, doesn't he?
You look great without any of the Botox that Carrie was talking about. You're very natural.
And Greg Brady is not an insult, by the way,
that's right.
Good looking guy.
And Carrie, you can't say that, can you?
What? That I have Botox and filler and lasers all over my face.
Well,
everywhere.
I'm
filled
today,
with it. No, I can't. You're not 45 years old and look like this. You can't. I mean, very rare.
Come on.
No, it's true.
I think you would look just as good if you didn't.
Oh, let me show you some pictures of what the sun did to my face. I have before and after. It's bad.
Corey, before we take a break, quickly, let's talk a little bit about the Truth Campaign.
Okay.
Because I know that's something that's near and dear to both
it's
you and
much more
Courtney.
Serious topic.
It is serious. And while it's fun to joke around and you guys, it's like old home week here. tell us about the Truth Campaign really quickly.
Truth Campaign is a campaign that's a two-part campaign. It was set up, initialized 2 months ago after a series of crazy events. But essentially, what happened is I felt that I was forced by, you know, spiritual movement, I guess you would say, God's work, however you want to say it. But I was called and beckoned to do something that had a greater purpose. I was in the middle of touring, a very successful tour with my band, and a series of events took place that were beyond me. And I felt like, okay, God is trying to communicate to me and telling me that everything in my life has built up to this moment. And that came because of the Harvey Weinstein situation.
Right.
The Harvey Weinstein story broke. All people started turning to me, asking me like, hey, what's going on? What's your opinion on this? We all know that you know stuff. And so I said, look, I'm going to come up with something. And during that time, I was thinking about it. And then everything just snowballed to the point where I had my life threatened. I was arrested. All these things. As soon as I said, I'm going to try and do something about this, everything changed. It was a game changer. So as soon as that happened, I realized I had no choice. I literally was, we were afraid for our lives. We were holed up in a hotel room in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. We just had somebody try to kill us. And we had our security who was unarmed, and we were scared to death.
You need an armed security.
The Today Show, yeah.
Why don't you get a...
He's here.
Yeah, I saw him. I know. I wasn't going to say that because I don't know if you want to tell people
No. It's important people know.
But you need to see a CSW.
But let me tell you why.
Quickly, because we had to go to a break.
Let me tell you why. The reason why we have that security is because people are donating. And they're donating to GoFundMe. And the GoFundMe account, the Truth Movement Secured, is specifically set up for our protection. So if you care about us living long enough to get the truth out there, then you will help by donating that. But the more important campaign is the film, which is the film we're trying to make, which is going to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth in a film version of my book, My Life Story, which is Choreography, the movie. And we're trying to get the money raised for that. It's $1 million. That's what we're asking for. We've got about 270,000 so far, and we've got 8 days left. 8 days. It ends on Christmas Eve. So it's on Indiegogo.com. Please give generously if you can. I know it's the holidays. I know it's tough. But
there's so many people that have been affected by this and by what you went through. There's more people that I know that were affected and that had something done to them as children than not. That's a scary thought.
And there's only one way to get this truth out there. I'm telling you, I've tried every medium. I've tried writing a book. The publishers changed the names. Mm-hmm. I've tried talking about it on the news. They cut it. I've tried to, you know what I mean? Like, we've done what we can do. Now, at this point, I have said everybody that has offended me personally, that has physically abused me personally, I have said to the police. I've said it again in 93, which those tapes were just mysteriously found recently. I've said it then. I've said it again. I've said it to the press. I said it on Dr. Oz. But there are other names that I have awareness of that I cannot say without being sued unless we put it into the context of telling a story in a film, which I'm going to direct and produce and write. Okay. And put out on my own. That is the purpose for it.
Well said. And
please donate today.
Change is important, and we're going to talk to Jeanette Antolin after she has a petition with a couple of other U.S. Olympic former USA gymnastic team members. Change.org petition to change the USAG.
We tried doing this petition. We failed. But now I have aligned myself with Child USA, and we have actually they've named me the ambassador, and we are now working with them as a way to hopefully start changing the statutes. That's what they do. Child USA is an amazing organization that's been in existence for quite some time, and they go around and try to enforce the statute change state by state with senators at the state level.
All right.
And they're also the ones who are responsible for pushing through the equality gay rights marriage in California and New York. So they're a great team to associate myself with. Anyway,
that is Corey Feldman. He will be back with us with Courtney, his beautiful wife, as well as Carrie Kasem. I'm Alan Gervie. We're going to talk to Jeanette Antolin and David Middleman after this. You're listening to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Dr. Corporate, approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay. Start your gift shopping yet?
I will today. It's time to shop at Macy's.
Says the man who never does his own gift shopping.
But this is different. We save on hundreds of gift specials.
I'll believe it when I see it.
Plus thousands more specials in-store and online.
Uh-huh.
Or we get an extra 20 or 15% off with our Macy's card or savings pass.
Wow, you've really done your homework.
This year, just call me Santa.
Are you just saying this so I'll put out milk and cookies for you?
Now that you mention it. The perfect gift brings people together. It's time to shop at Macy's. Savings off sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Gervie's Law, turning Murphy's Law upside down on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Yeah, we're back.
Yeah, yeah,
can you guys? These, okay, guys. Carrie, we're back on the air. Corey?
He's complaining now about who? I was complaining about the lighting. Now he's like, you look great. Don't worry about the lighting. It's great.
Yeah,
I showed him, and he goes,
don't
that's
yell.
A
don't yell.
Horrible shot of me.
That was terrible. Horrible.
Yeah,
terrible.
See, now it's him.
Right.
Nothing.
All right, you guys.
That's just a very bad angle on me. Don't ever take a picture of my side angle ever again, please.
Well, with Carrie, it's all about the lighting.
Oh, my God.
All right, let's get serious for a minute
like
because...
the beast of some Notre Dame something. I don't know.
Everyone looks great in here, especially...
Am I ever going to get that drink? Where is it?
No, where's your soda?
Really? Yeah. I don't know what happened to it.
I don't know what happened. You're supposed to have
took
Coke.
It from me.
Didn't hold somebody on,
they're
take getting
it.
Someone
Genevieve's
it. Getting it.
Genevieve.
All right, anyway. Let's
all
go.
Right,
sorry.
So... I want to bring on a Gervie's Law right now, David Middleman and Jeanette Antolin. David Middleman is the attorney.
I got it.
You got your soda? Now, he has represented a number of victims, I think 37 or maybe more or less, of Dr. Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to 60 years in prison for horrible, horrible acts against a number of people, not only the people he represents, but others as well. And there's other attorneys representing a lot of the victims. David Middleman, welcome to Gervie's Law.
Thank you. Good afternoon, all. And we do represent 38 survivors. And I'd just like to make that clarification. Yes, they were all victims at one point as they come forward. they become survivors mm-hmm. and start the process.
Very nice, very
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, that's true. And I think Allie Raisman came out and said that. She said she is a survivor. She said, I always used to give people the benefit of the doubt, but if a decorated doctor who served on the national team for over 30 years turned out to be a monster, then how can I trust anybody? David, is that what you found from your survivors?
Eerily similar from each independently. As I started talking to one after the other and the next and their parents, the same consequences of the abuse of trust people, the young girls and women, were experiencing. The post-traumatic stress disorder, yes, is an emotional injury, but it manifests itself physically and many similarities, but clearly the trust issue with particularly people in authority is a large component of the damage.
So the question becomes, it's on everyone's mind, is how does this occur for so many years? Now, Corey Feldman has talked about it in Hollywood. You're dealing with it with Dr. Nassar, who is a doctor for not only USA gymnastics team, but also MSU, Michigan State University. How does he get away with this? Why wasn't this stopped a long time ago?
Good question. What was a doctor? And one of the lawyers for MSU, Michigan State University, said that we were all fooled here at MSU for two decades, really, particularly when two now mid-30 women with nine children between them told the gymnastics coach at MSU in 1997, they were 16 and 14. Then there were reports to trainers in 1998, 1999, another trainer, 2000, another coach, 2004, Meridian Township Police, that was sabotaged investigation, and in 2014...
Sabotaged evidence? Sabotaged evidence?
Well, we don't have the report yet, but they've been keeping it from us. We suspect there were some strings pulled, potentially. But more importantly, in 2014, a Title IX investigation was completely bungled, and that's what they were relying on to make a determination that it was legitimate medical treatment. So what one of the survivors said yesterday was to all the adults, and she was 18, she said, if none of you knew about it for two decades despite that, then shame on you.
Yeah, that's
she was awesome.
That really makes a lot of sense. I want to bring Jeanette Antolin in. And Jeanette, believe it or not, I had the privilege of seeing you in 1999 at the Pan Am Games in Winnipeg, Canada, where your team won the silver medal. I was in attendance there at my hometown in Winnipeg. So I wanted to congratulate you on that. And I know this has been a tough road. What David is talking about, tell us how that hits home with you and your experiences with Dr. Larry Nassar.
I mean, like you said, so many of our stories are so similar. But for me, I actually trusted Larry Nassar so much that I didn't even understand that he was sexually abusing me at the time. I remember it being super uncomfortable. But in my mind, I feel like so many gymnasts are brainwashed to just withstand what's happening to you and don't say anything. Like, that's kind of the culture of gymnastics. You don't really have a voice. So when all of this was happening, I really just thought it was treatment. Larry Nassar was such a nice person to me at the time. He groomed everyone very well, I feel like, to the point where we didn't know that he was abusing us. So finding all this out and kind of realizing as an adult now that I was sexually abused back in the day, it's just, it's mind-blowing because you know that people had to have known what was going on. And if they didn't, like they said, like USGF claims that they had no responsibility and no one knew anything. But the things that they did know, but that there were policies and procedures in place stating that children shouldn't be in a room by themselves with an adult, and that was completely disregarded the entire time I was on the national team and traveling with Larry Nassar. So if that's the case, then why didn't they put all these policies and procedures in place? And if that happened, we wouldn't have been abused.
Why doesn't anybody, why doesn't anybody talk? It doesn't make any sense. Look at Harvey Weinstein. Look at how many people knew about this man. And nobody comes out to say anything. It's like the fear. It's a, I'm going to lose my job. They're not going to believe me, whatever it may be. Yeah.
Can we talk about this for a second? Can we talk about, there's two things that have been said real quick. Number one, when Mr. Nassau was talking, I'm sorry,
the attorney.
Middleman,
yes. When Middleman was speaking a moment ago, he talked about the police losing evidence.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the fact that with my case in Santa Barbara, I gave an interview to the police in 1993, and this wasn't about my case. In fact, I didn't go to them. They came to me because they were investigating somebody.
Michael Jackson,
where they thought that, you know, he was at crime here. So when they came to me and they asked my honest opinion, I gave them my honest opinion, but they already had the name of my perpetrator. Did you know that? They brought up John Grissom's name to me.
No.
Yeah. In that interview, they said to me, you know, John Grissom is jealous, da 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 da.
So we have to take a quick break, but it's a good point. I want to pick up on this after the break.
Okay.
What these organizations know, what they're covering up, because I think David and Jeanette will have a lot to say about that, just as you do, how these things could have been nipped in the bud if someone would have done the right thing in a position of power. Mm-hmm. You're listening to Gurry's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Steve Cumming. Firefighters continue to battle the Thomas Fire as it heads toward Montecito. Meteorologist Gene Norman.
We're looking at wind gusts potentially as high as 55 miles an hour. There is a high wind warning for a good portion of Santa Barbara County. Remember, the fire really started in Ventura County about a week or so ago, and it started to shift more to the west.
Another red flag warning for extreme fire danger in Los Angeles County will be in effect from 1 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sunday. Relief efforts need your help, and you can do that by making a donation to the victims of the fires through the United Way and Catholic Charities. Just go to KABC.com for links to both. KABC SoCal weather, mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Northwest winds will blow at 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting up to 35. More news coming up and continuous coverage on KABC.com. I'm Steve Cumming, Talk Radio 790, KABC News.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company fails you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Give the gift of better sleep during the holiday sleep event at Revive by Living Spaces. We've got your hosting needs covered with a great selection of the top brands and queen sets starting at just $2.95. Or experience our R1 cooling memory foam queen mattress at just $6.95 with free shipping anywhere in the U.S. And a $300 Living Spaces card with select purchases is the perfect gift for anyone. But only at the holiday sleep event at Revive by Living Spaces. Everybody
sing. Are you compulsively eating because of stress? Have you failed at dieting, making you feel worse about yourself? The Key Light Counseling Center in Beverly Hills, California is sponsoring a 3-hour food boot camp, Mastering Your Food Triggers, How to Think Your Way Thin, with clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss. For more information about the next upcoming food boot camp, contact the Key Light Counseling Center at 323-935-9712. The first 5 people to call and mention this ad will receive a 20% discount on the next boot camp. Call now at 323-935-9712. 9712.
You're
listening to Gervie's Law, the intersection of law and life on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Very nice. Nice choice of music I'm talking about. Is that Corey Feldman? Is that your band?
No, yeah, no, definitely not.
We're here with Corey Feldman and Courtney. How's it going, Courtney? You're
good.
Hanging in there?
Yeah, so far so good.
So far so good. Yeah, it's kind of sickening listening to all this, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's painful, like, just even knowing what he had to go through and that nobody was there to support him. It's just ridiculous. But thankfully, you guys have been very supportive and we're very grateful for that.
You guys have so many supporters. Really do. No, you do. Because...
Well, you wouldn't know it by looking at the Indiegogo campaign.
I know, but, I mean, literally, like, there's like 21,000, you know, hearts or likes on things that you talk about. I mean, you have a lot of people.
I understand. We have 150,000 followers, which, let me remind you that when I started this, I had 70,000. When I left for the tour, I had 70,000 followers. The second I said, I'm going to do something about this, it started going up in increments of like 10,000 a day.
It's amazing.
Jeanette, I want to bring in Jeanette Antolin here and ask her how her efforts have gone, because Corey's talking about what he's trying to do to make a movie to expose pedophilia in Hollywood. Jeanette, you have the change.org petition. Tell us about that.
So basically, when we came forward, no one was really taking responsibility. And to this day, no one's really taking responsibility for what's happened to all these athletes. So our thing was we're just going to take it into our own hands and, you know, fight for change to be made. So we've kind of gone after USA Gymnastics and their sponsors and saying, you know, like, how can you guys support a federation that has come out saying, you know, they filed in federal court in Michigan last week saying that the USAG had no legal responsibility to protect these athletes. So when you're a governing body that deals with amateur athletes, how can you say that you have no responsibility to protect them? It just doesn't make sense.
Right.
So with all that being said, go ahead.
No, I was going to finish up. With all that being said,
we kind of have called to their sponsors, Procter & Gamble, Kellogg's, Hershey's, Under Armour, AT&T, and NBC, and saying, you know, how can you guys continue to be sponsors for an organization that is so foul, you know? And
but hasn't P&G, hasn't Procter & Gamble and Kellogg said that they will be evaluating whether they will continue to sponsor USAG?
So Procter & Gamble, Kellogg's, Hershey's, and Under Armour have all left. So they are no longer sponsors of USA Gymnastics. And this all happened in the last week. So our change.org.
Thank God.
Finally, that's really good news.
But isn't it crazy how when the pressure is on, the companies finally do the right thing? Who knows whether they might have had information before? They will keep going and keep making profits until they just can't anymore because public opinion would be against them. David Middleman, tell us about what you think if USAG had any duties to MSU, Michigan State University, because their Dr. Nassar was victimizing a number of athletes and non-athletes alike.
Well, of course they did. And one of the great things that happened not long ago was Time Magazine making the Secrecy Stoppers hashtag Me Too People of the Year. What we've done at Michigan State created on Facebook hashtag Me Too MSU. The sexual pedophile predators are only able to do what they do for as long as they do it if the adults in the room allow it to occur. Mandatory reporters, and that's not the baker, the cooker, the candlestick maker, but people like coaches, administrators, doctors, and trainers, they have a responsibility once a minor comes forward to report out to an independent authority and up the food chain to a superior and not conduct their own investigation. That's how you can stop this, and you listen and believe what the young people coming forward are saying.
Corey, did people come to your support system.
No, I threw my arms up in the air because as he was saying it, and you know, Mr. Right. Middleman is making a very valid point, which is very correct.
Middleman, but who's Gandhi?
That's what I said. Yeah.
That's what he said. He said that.
Yeah. He's making a valid point.
He's making a very valid point, which is the fact that, you know, in this situation, you have got a cop who listens to a kid's report and hears it and does not do his job and tell anybody. They never told a soul. I did a full interview, gave them the names. They have a recording of it, and they never passed it on to their supervisors. They never passed it on to the other precinct. They never told me I should file a report. Nothing.
That's crazy.
Nothing. It's insanity.
And David, I'm sure you've heard that
story
as well.
And that was when it was within the statute of limitations, but this is how they get you, right?
Outside the statute of limitations.
Right, because they keep you quiet long enough to where they don't have to investigate it.
Right. They kick the can down the road. Historically, the real problem is, as Corey was saying earlier, as a society, unfortunately, regarding child assault and molestation, we are in denial. Hopefully, we're coming out of denial at this point, and we're making our voices heard.
Yep, and the reason for this is because it's more important right now as a society to act like we're finally uncovering this great thing about, you know, the misrepresentation and abuse of women. Look, we all know as a society of men that we are responsible for the way that we treat our fellow females. That is not rocket science, okay? All it takes is being a gentleman, be a good guy, open the door, treat a woman with respect, treat a woman with class. It's not hard to do, guys, okay? But when you're talking about children, and you're talking about children's innocence that is being robbed from them, that is a much more sophisticated and serious conversation, and it must be had.
Now, you're a father, Corey. Jeanette, you're a mother, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So when Corey talks about this, when you're talking about our children, how does it impact you now with the experiences behind you when you look down at your children? You have a daughter, and Corey, you have a son. Mm-hmm. How does that impact you? And how do you think that you know, all these children have been abused without having any parental interference?
How do you leave them with people too?
Yeah.
Like, how do you trust that, you know, are you with them all the time for doctor's appointments? Are you with them all the time?
You know
when
I have never left my son with anybody other than like a girl nanny. Like in the old days when he had a nanny, it was always a girl.
Yes.
It was always somebody young, somebody who was kind of cute because they didn't need to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but really.
They weren't Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you just don't leave your kid with somebody that's questionable, period.
Jeanette?
Right? Am I right on this,
Jeanette?
And
that's the thing. Well, exactly. And I still, like, to this day, I don't think I've left my son with anybody except for people like my mother and my sister.
Correct.
Just because of the experiences I've had.
Correct.
I mean, and that's part of it. It's like, you should be able to trust people, but these days I feel like you can't.
But here's
it's
the
so
thing
sad.
Is, you know
I
what?
I have a nanny cam that I watch all the time if my kid is with somebody that isn't
good.
My mom.
You should
you know?
Do that,
like,
yeah, with children and with the elderly.
That's right.
That is the people that cannot protect themselves.
That's
you
right.
should absolutely be watching
exactly.
your loved ones.
And the
yes.
thing is, you know, it's unfortunate that it took us to get to this in this brink of desperate hour to get to this place in society to where we need to do this. But we should have been doing this all along. I mean, newsflash, we should have always been so cautious of where we send our children or who's with our children. But unfortunately, people have turned a blind eye to this for centuries.
Right. And you didn't, unfortunately, have the parents helping you along. I know your story.
Not at all.
No.
Not at
and
all.
That's unfortunate too. We all have responsibility, and I don't believe
but that's
that
what they look for. That is the quintessential. I mean, of course, you know, Jeanette's case is different because this was a doctor who was doing this as a systemic thing and getting away with murder, you know, in any level that he could because he felt that he was allowed to because his superiors didn't do something to stop it.
Yeah.
Okay. But that's a different situation than where these guys are specifically targeting and looking for children who come from broken homes. That is the, you know, carbon copy blueprint for pedophilia.
And was that true of Corey Haim as well?
Yep.
I mean, I don't want to talk about Judy right now.
I mean, at the time, no, let's not.
Judy apparently is the loving mother, unfortunately, after Corey's gone.
Please, please, please. Let's not even talk about it. I mean, seriously, just it disgusts me. It disgusts me. This woman takes no responsibility for anything, and I don't want to go there. I would rather not try and beat up an old lady and all that. But let's just call it what it is. The bottom line is, if it was my kid, he would have never been in those situations.
Okay, so Jeanette, I
so just... So he couldn't have been raped, period.
And I want to say, because that makes a lot of sense what Corey's saying, but Dr. Nassar said it was legitimate treatment. Exactly. Tell us, Jeanette, about your experiences of what he thought was a legitimate treatment.
Well, I mean, he fooled a lot of people. I mean, because he did this treatment, he said to thousands of kids and girls and young women. But the thing is, I know from my experiences as an adult, whenever, you know, I have my son in a room, he's never left alone with a doctor. You know, whenever I go to the gynecologist, she's always wearing gloves. You know, like these things that he was doing to us.
And he was not wearing gloves. Is that correct? He was not wearing gloves. Oh. And he penetrated a lot of victims.
Wow.
Oh.
Yes.
Digitally.
And we were in the room by ourselves. And that's another thing. It's like when we went on these national team trips, our training room was a hotel room. So it's like you sign up for a training.
So you were going to a hotel room.
Nassar by yourself in a hotel room.
Wow.
And you're getting treatment on a bed.
Wow.
This is awful.
Thinking about that now as an adult, it's like it is so wrong. But being in that situation, that's all we knew. So that was so normalized for us that we didn't question it at all.
My grandmother said the same thing. I'm not going to say what school. It was an art school, one of the biggest in the nation. I don't want to be sued, so I'm not going to say what it is. She had a vocal coach that would do that to her. And he would do the same thing, insert himself, you know, touch her breasts, all do in the name of this to help you sing better. And he did it to a lot of the women forever and ever. And it affected her until she died.
Let me just mention that being in the room is not the answer necessarily. It's having a medical chaperone be in the room because with many of our survivors, parents were in the room. He was such a manipulative doctor that he was able to, he was the only doctor I'm aware of that had a table on wheels, and he was literally able to manipulate his position so that the parent couldn't see. He would keep conversation going, so it would be almost a double entendre of trust because the child is listening to the parent talking to him saying, well, I guess this is okay, but it wasn't. And but there were too many red flags.
So disgusting. But again, how does this go on for years and years and years? And how are we supposed to believe that the organization that's paying this man to be responsible for our children is not to be trusted? How do they not know that? How do they not do something about it?
Sure. MSU failed to protect young girls and women in hopes to win first place and gold medals in gymnastics competition.
Do you have knowledge, sir, that they were reported? Did MSU know about this? Did they have reports? Did they have evidence?
As I said, in 1997, two young girls at the time, 16 or 14, told the head coach of the gymnastics program at MSU. In 1999, a softball player told a trainer at MSU. 2000.
Were there any investigations into those reports?
No.
It's unbelievable. We have to take a quick break, David. We got one more segment. We're going to talk about what can be done in the future, what's going to happen to Dr. Nassar as we move forward, and how we can turn a positive spin on all this horrific, horrific activity that's gone on that's hurt so many people. You'll listen to Gervie's Law right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Kopitar in front to Jillian Barbary. Shoot! Score! Leanne Tweed, what a hit. Doug McIntyre, shot, and he scores!
We are all Kings!
The Kings continue their quest to reclaim their throne later today as they face off against the New York Islanders.
Saved by Quick!
Nick and Daryl get things started at 3:30 with Inside Kings Hockey. Kings. Islanders. Today at 3:30 on your home for Kings Hockey, 790 KABC.
Dirty cleats, chocolate, juice boxes, that's life. A carpet that resists all that and more, that's life proof, only from the Home Depot. It has advanced stain-proof technology woven in to resist whatever life throws at it or on it for years. And a guaranteed low price that covers any budget beautifully. Visit HomeDepot.com/LifeProof to learn more or visit a store to schedule a measure today. LifeProof Carpet, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Yours only.
Are you still searching for that perfect gift? Dell has an amazing selection with something for everyone on your list. Check out Dell.com to find the best brands of electronics like booming Bose speakers, plus the hottest laptops with Intel Core processors and the latest gaming PCs. There's still time to get something great under the tree. Call 800-BUY-DELL. Order by December 20th and choose free expedited shipping for delivery by December 22nd. Some exceptions apply. Call 800-BUY-DELL. That's 800-BUY-DELL.
Have you or someone you know been injured on the job? Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers understand that physical and emotional workplace injuries severely impact your life. You have rights when injured at work, but you need an advocate to avoid getting lost in the red tape of a broken system. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers fully understand the complex workers' compensation system and will protect your rights if you've been injured on the job. RGW Lawyers won't give up when the insurance company failed you, and they have years of experience with catastrophic injuries like brain injuries, strokes, chemical exposure, cancers, and death. RGW Lawyers are compassionate and aggressive with over 40 years of advocacy for the rights of injured workers and have helped people change their lives with some of the largest settlements in California. You need someone in your corner if you're suffering from a work-related injury. Rowan Gervey and Wynn Lawyers will fight to get you the medical treatment you need. A workplace injury can happen at any time. Put this number in your phone now. 855-4-RGW-LAW. 855-4-RGW-LAW or go to rgwlawfirm.com.
Need some legal, moral, or just common sense advice from a friend? Call Alan Gervey and Carrie Kasem now at 800-222-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
All right. Is this going to be hit me with your best shot?
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does. In this case, we hope that Dr. Nassar gets hit with best shot from a lot of people in prison.
Right.
I'll tell you, we have David Middleman on the phone, and he is with Church Weibel, an attorney firm in Lansing, Michigan, representing a number of the victims of Dr. Nassar, the doctor who was abusing his privileges as a doctor and have hurt a lot of people. Now, Dr. Nassar's, he was married. I guess his wife left him. He's got three kids. How did he have time, David, to do all this and still have this kind of nice persona and respected place in society? I hate to say that.
He did. He's no longer a doctor, but is in prison for the rest of his life. How did he have time? It's beyond me, because he was... You have to understand, if we know of 150 that have come forward, survivors, the literature tells us there's at least three times, maybe four or five times, of young girls and women that are still afraid to come forward for various reasons. As Jeanette said, he's admitted to doing this technique over 1,000 times.
Wow.
So there may be not only hundreds, but thousands. How he had enough time? I can't explain that.
Jeanette, do you have any explanation?
I mean, he was a genius at what he did. He was very good at it, and he was very good at manipulating people. He was a mastermind manipulator, basically. And as far as finding the time, he made it his job to do this to kids.
And he did it
to one of his own kids.
One of his own kids?
Can I ask a question?
His own children.
What do you think his motivation for this was?
Sociopath.
Understood that, but he couldn't have been really deriving a pleasure from the actual act of doing it. It must have been more about the power trip.
I think it was both.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sexual assault. He had 37,000 images of the horrible child pornography that Judge Neff had to look at before she sentenced him to three consecutive 20-year terms.
Wow.
She said how anybody could get any sense of satisfaction out of viewing what she saw, she said it was the worst she had ever seen in her 30-plus-some-year career as a judge, federal court.
So he wasn't just doing it to hurt them. He wasn't just doing it to poison their minds. He was actually getting gratification out of the process.
Absolutely. And many of these survivors saw him sexually aroused.
Wow.
Much about it. They didn't really understand what it was because we're talking about, you know, 16, 14, 13, under 13-year-old girls he was doing this to.
You know, I saw a video on YouTube, I think last night, and he was giving instructions on this hip procedure, and there was a patient lying on the table, and she was wearing, it looked like a gymnastics type outfit, and he had his hands on her hips, had his hands on her belly, I would say. I mean, I don't want to say that, you know, that he was doing anything that was untoward, but it just was so creepy. And these were elite athletes.
Can I ask, what exactly was he saying that he was doing? I mean, like, what were you supposed to
do? For most of us, it was treatment for our backs, our hips.
So he was telling you he was going to, like, pop it into place or something? Like, this is a better adjustment, like a chiropractor?
He said that he was basically adjusting you from the inside. On ligaments, that it was, like, the pressure, like, going in and out was pressure. You know, it's just... you're talking to kids.
Thank you so much for your courage to stand here and say these things. You know, God bless you for what you've been through. I just want to say
thank
that.
You.
Honestly,
being able to talk about it and actually take a stand and make change for future athletes, it really helps me feel like I have my power back.
Oh, yeah.
And really going from a victim to a survivor, because it's like, for me, this has all kind of happened in a little bit over a year, you know, so it's a lot to kind of take in. But like we were talking about before, like having a child and having a child go into society and do sports and stuff like that, like, I want to create change so kids can be safe going into these sports and doing the things that they love, because gymnastics was something for me that I was obsessed with my entire childhood. It was something I loved to do, and I feel like Larry stole that from me. And so now I want to give that back to so many kids.
Yep.
And MSU has an opportunity to teach how to pick up signs that were missed, admit they made mistakes, become accountable, and provide justice for the survivors. This can be an opportunity to learn something and not just...
And are they now taking responsibility?
No. They are not.
Still.
At the board meeting where I mentioned that one of the young survivors addressed them, Luanna Simon, the president, did apologize, but apologized essentially for getting caught. Now, the chair of the Board of Trustees, Brian Breslin, was much more heartfelt and wants to work towards a fair and just resolution. Those were his words, and that is something that our survivors are comfortable with.
You know, David, we're running out of time, and, you know, we'd love to have you back another time to talk about what is happening with the victims and how they are getting justice, because this is the tip of the iceberg. Finally, he's away and he's gone. Nassar will be gone for the rest of his life, but we still have the victims to consider, the survivors, as you call them. David, I want to thank you for being on Gervie's Law today.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Jeanette, as Corey said, David, as Corey said, we really respect your courage. It's amazing that you're doing it. You were an elite athlete, a UCLA legend, 2001, 2003, and 2004 Gymnast of the Year. And for you to come out to help other people now is really something that we need to congratulate you. And
thank
thanks
you,
for
Jeanette,
being here.
And thank you, David.
Yes, thank you all. Thank and you God bless.
God bless you all.
You too.
Okay, take care, Jeanette, and good luck. Corey, I'm just looking at you, and you're, you know, it's like you were hit with a ton of bricks, because it's all bringing back horrible memories for you.
Well, it's just the systemic paralysis that we seem to be engaged in this society. We have all just been walking like sheep with our eyes closed to all of this for so long. And it's like, what is it going to take? What is it really going to take to wake people up and get people to understand that we must preserve the innocence of children?
It takes good parenting. I'll tell you, my dad.
That's number one.
And you know my dad. Yeah, but
beyond that.
But my dad always, I mean, this is in the 70s, would always say, you know, don't be alone with a man in the room. And he would tell my mom, don't you dare get a male nanny or male somebody who's taking care of the kids, caretaker, anything. Do not put that around my kids. Yeah. Don't walk home alone. He was so, beyond his time.
And I'm the same way. And you know what? My kid sits there and he gives me so much attitude because he's like, Dad, you're so overprotective. Dad, you're so worried about this. And I'm like, no, I know what I'm doing, dude. I have to be this way. And you know why I have to be this way? Because I know what evil lurks in the minds and hearts of men.
Corey, before we close, tell us quickly where people should go to donate to the Truth
Campaign. Please donate and help us get this movie made so we can expose more of these truths by letting people know what's really going on in the studio system in Hollywood by going to Indiegogo.com and donating there today to Corey's Truth Campaign. And for our security, you can go to GoFundMe.
And your movie that you executive produced will be on in January.
That's right, on the Lifetime Network, and it's called A Tale of Two Coreys, and it's about Corey Haim and I, and from the time we met to the time he died, unfortunately, at a very young age.
Courtney, Corey, thank you so much for being with us today on Gervie's Law.
Thank you for having us, Mr. Gervie.
Thank you. You got it. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll be back same time next week. Have a great week.
This show furnished by Rowan, Gervie, and Wynn.